This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. There's a report this Saturday that the second-in-command of the Al-Qaeda terror network has been killed in the mountains of Pakistan. The New York Times and a number of other media quote an unnamed senior U.S. official who confirmed that Libya native Atiya Abd al-Rahman had been killed last Monday. He described this as another tremendous blow to the group following the death of Osama bin Laden. He didn't say how al-Rahman was killed, but local officials say at least four militants were killed in a U.S. drone strike in the region last Monday. Hurricane Irene has made landfall on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Irene, which has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, has sustained winds of more than 140 kilometers per hour. In North Carolina, the state governor said that hundreds of thousands were now without power following what he described as terrible wind damage. U.S. President Barack Obama, coordinating his government's response from Washington, said the situation would remain serious for days.
What we heard, the biggest concern I'm having right now has to do with flooding and power. It sounds like that's going to be an enormous strain on a lot of states.
In New York City, where the public transit system has been shut down and a quarter of a million residents have been ordered to leave, Mayor Michael Bloomberg warned citizens that Irene was a life-threatening storm.
Staying behind is dangerous. Staying behind is foolish, and it's against the law. And we urge everybody in the evacuation zone not to wait until there are gale-force winds and driving rain to leave. The time to leave is right now.
The Associated Press, meanwhile, reported that up to 8,000 flights had been canceled at airports along the coast. German airline Lufthansa said it was canceling all flights to and from New York for the rest of this weekend. Rebel forces in Libya say they have fully conquered Tripoli 6 days after they entered the capital in their pursuit of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. A rebel spokesman said the last of pro-Gaddafi forces had been forced out of Tripoli and that life had begun returning to normal despite reports of a lack of electricity, water, and food. This came as the search for Gaddafi continued, with the whereabouts of the deposed leader still a mystery. A report emerged early on Saturday that a heavily armed convoy of 6 armored cars had crossed into neighboring Algeria. It remains unclear, however, whether Gaddafi, his sons, or any other Libyan officials were inside any of those vehicles. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. After tens of thousands of anti-regime protesters took to the streets across Syria on Friday, the government beefed up security in the capital, Damascus, and elsewhere to crush fresh protests. The Interior Ministry called on citizens not to demonstrate for their own safety, as government forces reportedly fired on demonstrators in Latakia and Kuzair, killing 3 people. Meanwhile, Russia has introduced a United Nations resolution that calls on Assad to halt all violence and introduce swift reforms, but a German envoy said the proposal fell far short of Berlin's demands. The pro-Russian interim president of Georgia's breakaway region of Abkhazia, Alexander Ankwab, has won the disputed state's presidential election. The vote on Friday was held despite protests from Georgia that it was illegal. Official results gave Ankwab more than 54% of the vote, putting him clearly ahead of the other 2 contenders. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev congratulated him on his victory. Abkhazia seceded from Georgia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. However, to date, it's only been recognized by Russia and a handful of other states. The sister party of German Chancellor Angela Merkel's governing Christian Democrats, the Christian Social Union, has come out against a proposed pan-European committee for economic policy. In a position paper, the CSU said that combating the European debt crisis should not lead to expanding the democracy deficit that already exists in the EU. In sports and Bundesliga soccer action on Saturday, national team striker Mario Gomez scored a hat-trick to lead Bayern Munich to a 3-0 victory over Kaiserslautern. Bremen beat Hoffenheim 2-1. Freiburg shut out Wolfsburg 3-0. Nuremberg edged Augsburg 1-0. Defending champions Dortmund played to a scoreless draw in Leverkusen, and Cologne got their first win of the season, winning a wild one 4-3 over cellar dwellers Hamburg. Chuck Penfold, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.